Welcome back to This Podcast Is Only Temporary, Series 2, Episode 4. I'm Andy White, and I'm taking you through the Apt album song by song. Everything twice. Rock and roll star. Everything twice. Rock and roll star. We know where you are. Here it comes again. Rock and roll star. I've said it before. Repetition is everything. It's the fourth song, and we're going to look at Everything Twice, which is not the fourth song on the record, but it's the fourth song we got round to writing. Well, in fact, it went like this, and it also went like that. Because this song came from one line in an email I sent to Tim. And not only this song, but another song. Because I was talking about rejuvenation, talking about starting again, talking about reincarnation. We had not written for a very long time, and suddenly we'd written three songs and they were good. When Tim got the email, he wrote back with an idea for the song, which didn't have any words. Well, it did have that phrase. It had everything twice. Somewhere where the chorus might be. Now, if you've listened to songwriters talking about what they do, a lot will tell you, without any lyrics, they've got a melody, but they're kind of making the sounds of vowels and da-da-da's, and maybe including the main phrase, which they're kind of working towards. It's got the emotion of the song already. It just doesn't have the story. So in the same way as in the old days, you could phone your answering machine with the latest melody you dreamed up, and you thought, this is an incredible melody, I've got to capture this for all time in case I forget it. You ring the answer machine, you do that 20 times on tour, come back home, switch on the answer machine message, and you can hear 20 melodies you can't make out or anything because there's honking of horns, you can hear the car, you can't really tell the melody, and it's not maybe very good. Now, if you've got a phone, just get your phone out and sing it into the phone, and then you'll end up with maybe 5,000 voice notes, which are numbered 1 to 5,000, which you'll never listen to again, unless you're extremely organised, in which case you will listen to them again. Give them all little stars or hearts. Suddenly you're giving everything either one star or one heart, or five stars or five hearts, and you end up still not having a clue about which ones are good and which ones aren't. But the important thing is actually to express whatever that is and record it, because that's a precious thing. And if it's good, you'll either remember it or you'll remember where it was and which one it was and maybe what time you did it. You're listening to recordings which usually go something like, don't feel, kind of experimental. Maybe it's an avant-garde record and you don't need to change anything, just release it now. But if you really want to write a song out of it, you might have to set up a bit of a structure for it. Now, if you're a songwriter who's more organised and has an actual piano or a guitar, whatever instrument you use, or beats, and you can actually record yourself doing that over something, it makes kind of a bit more sense. And that's what Tim sent back to me when I had sent him that email talking about rejuvenation, reincarnation, doing everything twice. So this is the very first version of the song, and it's got him singing those kinds of vowels and phrases and a beautiful melody. But it doesn't have any words yet. What it does have is the phrase everything twice in a really great hook. Why you have to go through everything twice, twice. Yeah, I remember immediately taking that little think twice thing and repeating it. So he's got phrases in that first verse. Some words are popping out. There's a lot of da-da-da's and a wow. It's cool. It's suggesting things. That's the main thing it's doing. And it's got a great melody. It's very rare people write from melodies, but Tim can do that. I was thinking about that theme, going through things twice, starting again. So I wrote the first verse like this. It always felt alright. We partied through the night. answer.
Home is where you go when you want to be alone. The past can set you free.
Okay, that line's good.
That's the first time. Would it be the last? Two spider's webs and wedding cake tie us to the past.
Ooh, bit Miss Havisham. So you can see I've got a whole set of lyrics here, and they're not what would end up as the lyrics, but they are definitely something. And the song has started. That's the hook. And I heard that higher come through as well, and I really like that. Now, one of the reasons this song took such a long time to finish was because I kept having to go to the dentist during it, and the sympathy which my co-writing friend during that time was very touching. It was anaesthetising. It kind of filled in our relationship really quite perfectly. He didn't mind that I'd taken us to Liverpool or done another of those verses where I'd set it in Dublin, Auckland and Melbourne just to see what both of us would do to react to that. He liked the rhyme exposure and disclosure and sent me a verse which read, "A rich man wants a clone to decorate his bones to help him live forever. A brand new heart and lungs made him feel so young, but this time twice as clever. Here I go again, nothing's really changed. I'll never learn my lesson. I'm having too much fun. The bass part's nearly done. It's time to book the session." Okay. And then in brackets, a bit of a downer. I'm not quite sure why. This is the new vocals.
Think twice.
I was tired. Then I met the right song. Then we fired the big confetti gun. And the choir from the gates of salvation took us.
Of Molly Bloom, her best friend's a dancer.
As you can hear, it's gone off on a totally different journey. Molly Bloom's waiting for Blazes Boylan in the last chapter of Ulysses, and the rich man is about to have his bones decorated by a clone. And this is going to not only let him live forever, but be twice as clever.
A rich man to decorate his bones. Tire live forever. A brand new heart in lungs make him feel so young. But this time twice as clever. That's why.
You can hear all those vocal ideas. And at this stage, there's a bit of a party going on at the end of the track.
Why does he not want to go to Liverpool?
It's absolutely fantastic place, you know what I mean?
Why is there a Scotsman in the room? Get out of here, man!
The one thing you can be certain about is that I think my Scottish accent is amazing, and anybody who's Scottish doesn't. That was fun listening to it again, because anybody who's ever grown up listening to things like Comedy Records and Monty Python and You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, which is maybe my favourite Beatles song, once you get in a studio, that's the kind of thing you start to do. So from this point on, the reason it took so long to finish was because we were deciding who was going to sing which line, and we kept changing the story of the song. I've even got one version which thankfully didn't make it, because it's called A Rich Man Wants a Clone, and it's all about the person who got the new set of heart and lungs. He makes a clone of himself. They meet up in town in a bar on neutral ground. It didn't cost a dollar. Neither of them spoke, only one of them could smoke. But each could be the other, or they recognised each other. Plug me in, recharge me now, start me up before you shut me down. I've got a collection of organs, you got the money I need. The happiness index is rising, the happiness index is guaranteed. Very interesting. I wonder which other song came out of this rather bizarre lyric. It ends up, I got a Maserati sports car. You're a superior breed. The happiness index is better than greed. Dreams are oversold, but we're on a roll. I'm going to write a happy ending, pretending that's the goal, to get us out of a hole. Better than understanding. If this makes any sense, can you call an ambulance? Ask us to drive quite slowly. You never know who'll need a further guarantee that life is nothing less than holy. Discuss. So that's why it took a long time. We probably had to go there and then come back to Everything Twice, where it was time to really focus in on the vocals and how they work together. I had got a megaphone, so of course some of that went on, and Tim had written this beautiful swooping melody line, which just added to the number of hooks in the chorus. There was simply so much going on.
But why do you have to go through everything twice?
Think twice, think twice.
Here I go again, nothing's really changed. You'd think I learned my lesson, but the old songs must be sung, and the new ones just begun. This time we're not messing.
That's no, we weren't messing. We were serious, but we were messing at the same time. That means fooling around. And Tim had written a final verse which summed up the whole song, the celebratory quality of what we were doing.
This song should be sung in memoriam of all our favourite places. And we've only just begun to have a little fun after so long in stasis.
Okay, that's a great rhyme. After so long in stasis.
Go through everything twice. That's why you have to go.
So that was it. All we had to do was put some drums on this vocal magnificence. Brian the drummer, who is Tim's alter ego, was spending a lot of time painting and decorating, which is why he calls his drumming style illustrative, and betting on horses. But eventually he did play the drums. I had put some bass on and electric guitars, but really that was it. And the version I'm going to play you now is the one that we ended up with before sending it to John to mix, after which it sounded a lot better. It was always really about the story. Everything Twice, You Can Do It Again. You can do it again. You can start it over again. This was the fourth song we wrote, and things were going well. It was very exciting trading stories and then going somewhere else completely. Double the fun, double the money. This is Everything Twice, not twice, but once. The ideal duo song, Twice Upon a Time. Here it is, and speak to you afterwards.
Nothing's really changed. You'd think I'd learn my lesson. Through all the winter fun, you made it feel like sun. An inner city oasis. Home is where you go when you want to be alone. The past can set you free. That was the first time. Could it be the last? Do spiders' webs and wedding cake tie us to the past? When you let love in, you're gonna roll the dice. That's why you have to go through everything twice.
I was tired. Gates of salvation took us higher.
You took me up above the moon to get us some exposure. Life. rainy day in Melbourne. Sometimes it's home.
Afternoons in Auckland. I just wanna be left alone.
And as for Dublin, even paradise got a price. That's why you have to go through everything twice. Think twice, think twice.
Here I go again. Nothing's really changed. Too much fun,
and the new one's just begun. This time we're not messing. I'm lying in my room with the ghost of Molly Bloom. Her best friend's a dancer. People that you know, some go too fast, some go too slow. Some are kings, some are queens, some are chancers. That's why you have to go through everything twice. That's why you have to go through everything twice. Sung in memoriam of all our favorite places, but we've only just begun to have a little fun after so long in stasis. That's why you have to go through everything twice. Why you have to go through everything twice. That's why you have to go through everything twice. That's why you have to go through everything.
You've been listening to This Podcast Is Only Temporary, Episode 4, Series 2. Please share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and see you next week. Bye.